Welcome to the inaugural Pinecast. I'm Joaquin. Tonight I'm joined by my good friend Joseph, and we're here to talk about the state of Liverpool Football Club. There's so much to be said about their season this year, Joseph. How do you feel about if you could sum up Liverpool's season? How would you characterize it?
The most entertaining brand of football I've seen in a long time.
By entertaining, you mean
a complete disaster.
Oh,
that's a complete disaster. Even the winner against Blackburn in the dying minutes of this week's match has summed up a clusterfuck of a day for them.
It certainly has. It was very prototypical of their season, right? That's kind of been their modus operandi, right? I mean, that's kind of been the way they've been operating all year. And I mean, it seemed so fitting that Carroll would be the one to nearly score the own goal to lose the game. And I was in shock when I heard that he scored the winner.
I couldn't believe it. I was following the game online, but 2-2, I thought a point was great for Blackburn, and then I see 3-2, and Carroll nicks the winner at the end, and it was a little bit sad, but celebrated like they lifted the cup, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you know what? But that's what you have to do when you're a mid-table club. You celebrate victories over a relegation team.
They stayed in the top half with that win.
Right, yeah, and that's quite an accomplishment for a team as shit as Liverpool this season.
It's been great. Be nice to see Everton finish above them this year.
Well, you know, it's good to see how far, you know, it's good to see that £100 million spent can keep them in the top half of the table. I mean, that should be, King Kenny should be considering that a success, yes?
Yeah, I mean, he's turned Coates into the best finisher he has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair to Coates, look, I have an affinity for the Uruguayans, and the only thing I remember Coates is doing all season, other than fucking up a few clearances and whatnot, was he had that amazing Chilena, right? He scored that sweet goal a couple weeks ago.
Best finish of the year for Liverpool.
Absolutely. I mean, have there been any epic Suarez handballs or anything? Like, I mean, because, you know, they're lacking in any type of other exemplary finishes other than, you know.
Other than Coates, there hasn't been a good finish all year.
Well, they finished their chances of Champions League football fucking a long time ago.
January.
They did that, well. They did that quite well, quite early. It was rather epic.
They put it to bed early this year.
Can you imagine just a few weeks ago that they were actually, not a few weeks ago, it was like a month ago, like the Liverpool-Arsenal match was set to be like a Champions League like showdown.
Deciding fourth place decider.
The funniest fucking thing about that match was that Liverpool played the best game I've seen them play all season.
All year.
And we played like shit. We being Joseph and I are both Arsenal fans. It's not going to be any secret on this podcast.
No,
that's you know,
going to be hard
my,
to
my, yeah,
hide.
I can't really hide my allegiance. So I was watching that match, and I talked so much shit before that match. I talked so much shit. I was just like, Liverpool are fucking garbage. I've seen them play all season. They're terrible. And they played us off the pitch, but
again, you can't finish.
But you can't finish.
And they didn't have Coates up front.
And we have the best center forward in the world on form right now. And some days your best players deliver and score some goals and make them out of nothing, and you win games. And that literally, I have not seen Liverpool play that good before or after that time in the season. Every time I turn on a Liverpool match, it's not even the way it used to be. You know, it used to be like you would, you know, like with United, like United lost to Wigan today, you know, and that's a rare occurrence. Like they're leading the form table. They're barely ahead of Arsenal in that. I think now they're both like one loss in their past nine matches.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah.
Man United had won like 9 or 10 in a row or something, right? And then now they lost a match and Arsenal won 7 in a row, lost one and have won one. So they both have like one loss in their last 10. But, you know, when you see that kind of thing from Man United, it's a shock. It's a blip on the radar. It used to be like that for Liverpool. Now, shit like the QPR result happens week in, week out.
They are as vulnerable as I can remember in a while, dropping points weekly. And they come back, but you think the other team's still in it?
Every time. And that's what, you know.
I mean, you're up two nil versus Blackburn within 15 minutes.
My memory's not completely clear. I got you on that one. But were they up 2-0 on QPR also? I don't remember. They were up against QPR, right? They were up 2-0 and they lost 3-2. And when you were watching Blackburn, I mean, I was at work and I was following it as well. I don't care. You know, I take time off work to watch big matches, but when mid-table clubs like Liverpool play, I stay at work and I don't fucking waste my time watching shit football. So I was following it on Twitter, and you know, all of a sudden I see that, like, you know, I had seen that Liverpool had scored or something earlier, and then I checked my phone and I was reading my timeline, and all of a sudden I see that Blackburn has scored a goal and then two goals, and I was like, oh shit, this is QPR all over again.
Yeah, I for sure thought that Blackburn would push on and finish that out, but they're even worse than Liverpool. It's hard to believe.
They probably have better players.
Well, as much as Liverpool spent on transfers in the last year and a half.
Have you ever seen a team get less value for money? Like, they must have, like, the lowest, like, value or points or, like, I don't know what stat you would use to measure it. But if you were to take, like, like millions of pounds spent, like, per points earned or some kind of ratio sense.
Between the number of goals Carroll has converted on.
Did that goal bring his tally up to 6 or 7? Maybe he had 6 before that. He's got something like that.
And you'd expect either assists and a few goals from Downing and Henderson, but I don't believe they're in either one of them are near double digits for either one of those categories.
They have no one that finishes with any type of consistency. I mean, the last time they did was Torres, when Torres used to know how to score. Maybe I'm crazy. I still would actually take Torres on any team because, I mean, he has shown signs of revival, but this is not, we're not talking about Chelsea and their failings. Well, let's save that for next time.
Next time is a Chelsea failure.
Next week's Pintcast will feature Chelsea and their failings. We're going to do the round robin and just work our way around how each team is fucked up, and that will, you know, that's next week's episode. So we'll save that for then. But Torres,
I can think of a third version of another team.
There are a lot fallen
off the ball, maybe.
Well, you know, those fat cats and their fat sacks and their fat bellies. They must be the heaviest team, the team in reference right now. They must be the fattest team. The fattest fucking team in Premier League history. No, I take it back. Premier League history. That back then they used to drink a lot of pints when the Premier League started, but this is I swear to God, Man City is the biggest and heaviest team in recent years. But we'll save their failings for another day. Back to Liverpool. So they spent what? They spent about 100 million in the past year, or how much have they spent recently?
130 million over since
something like
January 2011.
Right. And they spent them on, but you know, if they spent that much money, they definitely bought like tons of world class players, right?
They got Suarez.
Suarez won the Golden Boot while he was at Ajax, right? Didn't he do that one year? He led. Yeah, I think he scored like 35, 40 goals or something like that.
Yeah,
or maybe he didn't get the Golden Boot because the coefficient was lower. But I think he scored the most goals in Europe. I could be wrong, but I think he scored the most goals in Europe. I don't know if he got the Golden Boot on coefficient, you know, because I think the Dutch league's goals, or you know what I mean, like their coefficient isn't as high as the Spanish league and the English league. But
but he cost him 23 million pre-racism wasn't a bad buy.
Pre-racism, that was a great deal.
Post-racism, I'm not sure.
Not only that, he doubles as a reserve goalkeeper. Like, you have all sorts of aspects of the
He can save a shot like nobody's business.
And he can chomp a carrot like no other with those fucking teeth, dude. I mean,
he might be the backup for Brad Jones in the semifinal, right?
Well, I mean, Brad Jones was nearly off himself in that match the other day. I mean, they're almost down to putting who would they have put in goal? Andy Carroll, because he takes up most space. Maybe he can block a couple
I think Carroll's is filled in at goalkeeper before.
He just whips his hair back and forth and fucking smacks it out with his ponytail. I mean, that's
Will Smith's kid's there. He whips his head back and forth.
Yeah, I could see that. He'd be more useful standing in the middle of the goal, just fucking blocking space with his big useless frame than he does up front. I mean, all right, he scored the winner. He scored the winner this week. But he's still a piece of shit.
He
doesn't seem like a good guy, so you don't have any sympathy for him. You have no sympathy for him.
You're not rooting for that guy to score.
You're like, oh, this is the guy who goes out and gets drunk.
Is he in anybody's fantasy team? Anybody? No.
No.
No chance. Not at all. No, it's not at all. But they've done well in their transfer dealings over the last year and a half.
Well, they've only bought the best and brightest English talent, right? I mean, all right. So ever since King Kenny came back, right? King Kenny only knows how to buy the best talent out there, you know?
Carroll, Downing.
Oh, quality.
Henderson.
The future of England's midfield.
Henderson kind of runs like a duck, if you ever notice.
He's got a little waddle to him.
He looks like a duck.
Now, what do you think causes that? Does he have, like, feminine hips? Is there something like, does he have, like, a disproportionate leg? Like, what is it that makes him waddle like that? I mean, if you've analyzed his run, what is it that really gives him that special gait that sets him apart? Because you pointed that out to me, and I looked at it, and I saw it, but I couldn't really define it.
He runs like a duck. I don't know. I don't know too much how. I don't know.
I mean, is he bow-legged? Is there something going on with the waddle?
He might be a little bow-legged.
Does he have a fat ass? Is there something like that, like, makes him?
No, Adam has the fat ass.
Adam has the fat ass.
Adam.
But he runs. He doesn't run like a duck, though.
No. No. I'm not sure the source of Henderson's.
Okay.
Duck walk.
He looks a little touched, too. I mean, I'm sorry to put it out there, but whenever I look at pictures of Henderson, he kind of like whenever he like turns his head and cuts towards the camera, I look at him like, is that boy all right? Like, you know, like I don't know if he's been hitting
You're
the head.
You're talking about
so many
a boy
times.
That's worth 16 million pounds.
Oh, clearly 16 million pounds. 16 that million guy, pounds. What a quality buy. He must be the future of England's midfield. You know, after me, I mean, captain of the English under 21s definitely merits.
What other options does Liverpool have though at their club?
Well, you're right. I guess
you have Jonjo Shelvey.
Jonjo Shelvey is, if I believe these are your words, he looks like Gollum standing.
Gollum,
right?
He looks like Gollum.
Just call him Schmeagol from now on. All right, so Schmeagol.
And you have the pug-looking Spearing. Spearing is another option in midfield.
A pug.
He looks like a pug to me.
I can see that. He kind of looks like Shrek Jr. I could kind of see him like tagging along by Rooney, just kind of like out of side. Like
he'd be a little 6 inches shorter than Rooney.
Right, that's why that
little man.
Yeah, he's a little fucker, and he could be a perfect little sidekick. He could be a perfect little guy. Like I could see him being his little lackey. Like if they were a cartoon or a movie or something like that, or if they were in Shrek.
He's Boo Boo.
Rooney, yeah,
he's Boo Boo.
He's Boo Boo to he's Boo Boo to Shrek's Yogi or whatever the fuck. You know, whatever Rooney, however you want to characterize Rooney. But they look like they go hand in hand. Like you should be following around with like a little. On a leash or something. I don't know. He definitely doesn't look
as great as Liverpool's done in the past few transfer windows. Going forward, there has to be a lot of transfer targets that are going to be wanting to go to a mid-table club like Liverpool.
Well, you know, they're a club of great stature. Oh fuck! I cannot even try to do a Liverpool accent. I can't even try to do that. But yeah. No. Well, you know. You know, they've still got a name, but, you know, what good does that do you if you languish in 9th or 10th place? You know, like, we're going to guarantee you European football in the Europa League because we won the Carling Cup.
Do they get automatic?
Yeah, I believe it's automatic since they won the Carling Cup. I think they got a European spot, but I mean.
Probably won't make it out of the group stage.
If you, yeah. Not too likely. I mean, I don't know if they can get past Anderlecht or Club Bruges or maybe Hearts or, you know.
Hearts is going to be in the Europa League next year?
Maybe. I don't know. Isn't that what mid-table clubs do? They make, you know, like mid-table Scottish clubs beat shit English teams in the Europa League. Isn't that about par for the course?
Seems par for the course.
Sounds right. Yeah, but you know they've done some good business. They brought in, you know, Suarez, who, you know, on his day looks a tidy player. He does not look like a striker who's ever scored 30 goals though, because he knows how to find the post almost as much as Robin Van Persie. Nearly as much as Robin Van Persie, but he sure as fuck knows how to miss a goal more than Van Persie.
He's a good player. Look who's passing him the ball.
You're right. He doesn't.
I mean, yeah, that's a that. Yeah, you're right. It's a horrible you're midfield right. feeding him balls.
Never did I think that I would ever say the day that like a team would miss Lucas Leiva. You know, because I mean, all right. To be fair to Lucas, he's proved a lot of people wrong. I thought he was shit when he came to the club. He didn't really look much better for a couple of years. I think
everybody at the club agreed with you for a while until the beginning of the season.
Well, here's the thing. When you're being compared alongside actual really like decent midfielders like that asshole Mascherano and a legitimately good central midfielder like Xabi Alonso, then of course he looked like shit. But now compared to the current crop, he looks like the fucking cream of the crop.
Right.
It's like, look, if you compare anyone to Xabi Alonso and Mascherano, then it's like, oh, well, you know, whatever. But now it's like, oh, your competition is Henderson and Adam and Spearing and who else is left? Jonjo Shelvey.
Jonjo. Right? Don't forget Jonjo.
Right, clearly. So clearly, you know, like the Liverpool have done well in replacing the world class midfielders they used to have. And
I'm not sure what bothers me so much about Jonjo, by the way. I think he has a dick nose.
He does have a dick
nose. He kind of has a dick nose.
And his look. Well, it seems only fitting for Liverpool, but you know he's got a little bit of a look of how do I say this nicely?
Shady,
shady, supremacist.
Ah,
you know he bicks his head. You know he goes for that Mr. Clean look.
That goes into some good options for the transfer. Well, transfer list for Liverpool.
I don't know.
I mean, Demba Ba might be available. I mean, I think Newcastle might want to cash in on him.
They like guys with short hairs, but there might be like a pigmentation issue there. I don't know.
Hoylett's available on a free. I'm sure they'll pay $10 million for him. He's on a free.
Well, clearly, like to overpay. That's their valuation. That's the way they do valuation.
El Habsi, he's going to be available on a free.
Oh, El Habsi. Yeah,
those are all options. Yeah, those are ideas. Good options for Liverpool.
But I mean, then so are you expecting them to sell Johnson? Like, what do you expect to happen? Like, why were? I mean, I don't know. The names you're suggesting, they don't really seem like targets that you know. I don't know. I just don't really feel like Kenny Dalglish would be looking in this direction unless.
I mean, they're quality players.
Those are quality players. Those are quality
available
players.
Probably available on reasonable transfer fees.
These are players that are available on reasonable.
They look good in red. They look great in red.
Look good in red. They probably would, but you know, so if they're available for good transfer fees, they'll only play like you know, twice what they're worth, and they can do something with that. But you know, I don't know. I don't know who Liverpool could, you know, who Liverpool could bring in. Like who I don't know. Who else do you think if they really could bring someone in? Well, actually, well, who the fuck would go there? Who wants to go to Liverpool? It's a club of great tradition and history. Languishing mid-table.
Hoylett, maybe.
Yeah.
He's going to be relegated. Would he rather play in the championship or play for a mid-level, fighting for ninth or tenth place Liverpool team next year?
Well, I don't know. He might want to go to a... I mean, if he is going to go to a team in Liverpool, he might want to go to the one that's going to finish ahead.
Above.
Yeah, and it. I mean,
probably look good in blue still.
Yeah, I mean, I bet he looked good in blue as well. I personally,
there's plenty of other players in the Everton squad that seem to have some pigment in their.
Right, that share some qualities with him that are appreciated on that side of Liverpool a little more than the red side. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. King Kenny's got an interesting transfer policy, and you know, if you don't see, If you don't see
Glenn Johnson, might want to look at. He might be on the list this summer. That's all we're saying.
Well, if he's gone, then they've got a certain spot available.
Yeah, they could really go after some people because there'd be the spot available for him.
What spot would that be?
I don't know. I'm all out of tokens, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, well it's tough. It's tough. Yeah, and you know they've got a few other people on their radar. If there's anything they could do, I mean, if there's one thing we've seen King Kenny, you know, do is that he really wants to go after young British talent.
Absolutely.
So let's take all these Frenchies. Let's take all these Senegalese players. Let's
take the Canadian off the list.
Let's talk about someone who could realistically go to Liverpool. Who could it be? Who else is out there? Young British, you know, some potential to be overpaid for.
Maybe, you know. Theo Walcott.
He was we do know him pretty well, being one of our Arsenal players. He did grow up a Liverpool fan, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. He's a Liverpool fan. Just got another year left on his contract.
Born and bred Liverpoolian. So, what would you value? All right, what would you value Theo Walcott at? Just give me within 5 million of what you think he's really worth. All right, so now what would...
Because he's English.
Right.
He's young. Plenty of appearances in the Premier League.
Wait, hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Real quick, hold on. Let me look back at some of these numbers. So, Liverpool have paid $35 million for Andy Carroll, English. $20 million for Stuart Downing. And $16 million for Jordan Henderson.
Those guys have all achieved more than Theo Walcott.
Oh, clearly.
Assists. Look at the rate. I mean, look at the stats.
Yeah.
What do you think is a fair number?
Well, what's a fair number for me, or what's a fair number for Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool. Liverpool's fucking right. 40 million. I mean, take standard valuation of what these players are worth in the transfer market. All right, let's say before their... failings would be the wrong word for it, maybe. Before their outstanding successes at Liverpool since joining, what would you have valued these three English players before they went? You know, before they transferred, what would you have valued Carroll at? What would you have valued Downing at? What would you have valued Henderson at? If Henderson would... All right, let's start with Henderson. Henderson is the cheapest of these three. Henderson, they signed for £16 million, right? What would Arsene Wenger pay for Jordan Henderson?
£3.
£3 and like maybe like a some kind of sell-on fee or some bull, you know, like some kind of deal. £3 million.
£3 and that's all he would pay.
£3.
£3. I think
not,
so.
Not 3 million. £3.
He would haggle to three.
Yeah, sounds about right. And a bag of crisps or something like what? Like yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I would say in a pint, but I don't think Wenger really drinks.
He doesn't
drink beers. Maybe a glass of wine, a nice bottle of Merlot or something. Yeah,
he's French.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Downing, £20 million,
all worth it, right?
Clearly, the finest English winger.
I've seen the video. Have you seen the video?
I do.
Do you know what video?
I have no idea what video you're talking
there's
about.
There's supposedly there were. The reason why they bought him was there was a video.
Was it a YouTube highlight clip? Because if it is, I'm really excited to see it.
Yes, but it was one of those commercials where they
cut everything.
Yeah, like, you know, Kobe jumps over a train, and it was real, but it's not real, and that's why they bought Downing, because he was bending balls in from 50 yards out. With pinpoint accuracy over and over and over.
It's a little easy to fool naive old men, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently that was a Henry buy.
Oh, it was a Henry buy?
Well, doesn't make the American look too good, does it?
I don't have much to say about the Red Sox, and this is not the time or the place to talk about them, but you know, I don't have
much. So how much do you think Downing was really worth?
Honestly, what I think Downing's worth, he's worth about half of that. He's worth $10 million.
So
he's worth, I mean, he, so we think he's not a shit player. He's just not worth $20 million. You know, I like I would.
Was
I would,
their
I would,
best buy Adam as crap as he is?
Oh, for sure. Adam
for the money.
Adam Charlie Adam at £7 million, and how old is he? No, he's actually not even that old. He's like 26.
Looks like hell.
Yeah, he looks like shit. I mean, you can tell he's Scottish. You can tell he's Scottish from the get go. Like you see him, and you're like, okay, this guy's. He may be 25, 26, or however old, maybe 27. But
I think he's like 25.
He's
not that old. He's young.
Between
25.
Between the hairline, the teeth, and the lines on his face, he looks
Walcott's
like
past 23, 25. Right?
22, 23, yeah.
He's 3 years has been, that's a rough life.
That is a rough life.
That's a rough life.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And then, well, and so, all right, so if Downing, would you agree with me? Would you say Downing's valuation is around $10 million? Or am I being generous?
It's probably for his age, English, especially with homegrown rules. Right. I think fair.
Taking in the standard
arson wouldn't pay ten for him, but I think ten.
The standard English inflation is just a fact. It's not an option. It's just it is. If you when you buy English, you pay over the odds for players that aren't worth it. So
Carroll.
So for an English,
what was Carroll's real value?
Carroll is no better than Bentner, you know? And what are we going to get for Bentner in the summer?
He's lighting it up for Sunderland.
Okay,
they took the mask off. They removed the mask like Darth Vader.
Batman
He's unmasked. He's unmasked. He's a wrecking machine now.
His pretty face is now...
He couldn't see. Again. He said he couldn't see through the mask. But anyway, back to Carroll. So, I don't know.
So, eight? No. All right. How old is Carroll?
He's 22-ish, 22-23. I don't think he's even 23.
All right, maybe he's 22. Yeah, because he was playing for the U21s like a year, maybe 2 years ago. They paid £35 million for him.
I say eight.
I would trade him and his ponytail for
especially from where Newcastle were on the table at the time.
Talk about a team that's done the best with the money that they've got. Newcastle has to be at the top of that list, but you know that's another story. Eight. I mean, all right. The fact
you're going to give him 10.
All right. No. I'll give him 10. I'd even give him maybe 12, which is still like, well, all right.
Because he's a striker.
No. All right. I'll give him 11.5, which would be like about you know or 11.6 or something like that, which would be about a third of what they paid for him. So, you know, they paid three times the odds for him because here's the thing. He's like, what? How tall is he? 6'4", right? 6'3", 6'4"? He's a big dude.
He's a big dude. He's got the ponytail, so that might cost
him. And he's got the ponytail. That might lose him a little bit of points. But, you know, like he has, when he was at Liverpool, he scored some good goals. He beat Arsenal.
When he was at Newcastle,
he had a towering header. And
was Almunia in goal?
No, it was Flapianski.
I think you have to discount that.
All right, but no, but it was a good header. He went up, he rose up, he got his lanky, useless ass up in the air, went up and met the ball at its highest peak, and he put it in. So he's capable of that, and just on that potential alone, people will pay $10 million for him. And he's English, so stake that valuation, add that million. I'm gonna go 11.5.
So they've only overpaid by
I don't know 50, 40. I mean, I'm saying for all those guys combined, something ridiculous.
Yeah. So for Theo.
Oh well. For Theo, Theo should really be in the 20 to 25 million pound range.
In Liverpool money,
that's like seven. No, all right. I was gonna say 70, but wait, let's see what they. 35 million for Carroll minus deviate square root add for King Kenny's ignorance and you get a final total of 39 million pounds for Theo Walcott because it's all right. They never pay less than twice what a player is worth. So if he's worth 20, then they'll pay 40. But there is always the issue. Does Glenn Johnson count for a full their full allotment or is he only half because he's a you know?
I think they count him
because Theo's.
He might train. Does he train with the rest of the team?
I think he transfers the team.
Oh. That's good.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, you know, I mean, if they made a little room and they made that spot available for him, then, you know, I could see them spending $40 million on Theo. And I like Theo. I don't want to see him go. He frustrates me on occasion, but
I love Theo.
I know.
I love Theo.
He scored a good goal today.
He did. Took it well.
Took it well.
Took it well.
Earned a nice little penalty, too.
Yeah.
Like,
I heard in the fantasy league, someone counted that as an assist.
Wow.
Yeah.
That works. I'll take it.
I took it.
Well, you took it. I don't have him on my team. But, yeah. $40 million would be about what I would expect them to pay.
I think Arson would sell.
I think he'd bite his hand off. I would bite his hand off. Like, I'm so like, sorry, Theo. These chumps are gonna pay me $40 million. They're bigger donkeys than Carroll and the rest of the Man City squad combined. Yeah. So. You know, things are looking up. Things are looking up. But you know what? This season's not a failure. The season's not a failure because, you know, Liverpool have won the Carling Cup because everyone cares about that.
And they're still in. They could do the cup double.
They could do the cup double. They could do the cup double. They've got Everton.
They've got Everton
Saturday.
They've got Everton. So
their favorite neighbors, who are now currently sitting ahead of them at the table, and I don't think it's finished that way since 2005 or so. 2005 was the last time Everton finished ahead of Liverpool, and I don't know how many years it was before that it happened again. But I'm pretty sure it was quite a long time.
Perhaps the 80s?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They were pretty good in the 80s. I don't know. Liverpool.
Late '80s, maybe.
A little before my time. So whatever. But so they've got Everton at the weekend, and you know, nothing like a local derby in a cup semifinal. You're definitely riding the Liverpool train, right?
For one day, I might wear blue.
You might wear blue for one day, huh? Yeah, I can get behind that. That's probably where my money would go. I wonder how they'd feel if at the end of the season Liverpool ousted by Everton in the cup and maybe even finished behind them in the league. I mean, how is that going to go over?
If Everton can win the cup and finish above them, I would enjoy that.
It definitely wouldn't have been the blue overtaking the red that we might have considered before a season because, right. You know, I for one picked City to win the league and they choked that away.
I thought they probably would win the league also, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
It sure doesn't. But, you know, there's still a little bit of football left to play. We got a nice little cup semifinal to watch, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, very good. Well, you know what? Thanks for joining me today, Joseph. And, you know, it's been fun.
Had a great time.
Good. So make sure to check back next week, and we'll be breaking down maybe a little bit of the Arsenal Chelsea action, maybe checking out how Chelsea's season has gone, and talk about their beautiful failings as well. We can talk about more wasted money. They've got plenty of them over there. So you know, until then, check out the website at themorningpint.com. You can follow me on Twitter at morningpint, and you can also follow Joseph at I Hate Your Club. So check that out, and we'll see you soon. Talk to you later.